愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习信心的见证人。
This morning, I would like to share with everyone the witnesses of faith.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's take a look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Verse 1.Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Then let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
在我们信仰的这一条路程中
，In our journey of faith,
这里说有很多的见证人，好像云彩围绕我们。
Here it says that there are many witnesses like a cloud that surrounds us.
所以信仰这一条路，我们不是第一代。
Therefore, in our journey of faith, we are not the first ones.
从旧约一直到新约，已经有很多的圣徒他走过这一条路。
From Old Testament to the New Testament, there are many saints of old who have gone this path.
从旧约到新约，我们都是相信同一个神，拜同一个神。
From Old Testament to the New Testament, we believe in the same God, but we worship the same God.
那从旧约到新约，当他们对神非常有信心的生活，他们生活充满着体验。
From the Old Testament, we see that there are many people who really believe in God and they have many experiences.
所以神看不见，但是借着人生活的体验，我们就知道真的有神。
Even though we cannot see God through our experiences of God, we know that there is a God.
那这一些见证人的体验，就给我们很大的鼓励。
And the experiences of these witnesses are great encouragement for all of us.
所以第一节最后说，我们就可以奔跑走在前面的路程。
Therefore, in verse 1, it says that we can run with endurance this race that is set before us.
那信仰的这条道路是从信心开始的。
In our journey of faith, it all begins with having faith.
也是在信心中结束的。
It also concludes with faith.
也就是说，没有信心，我们没有办法走上这一条路。
In other words, if we don't have faith, then we cannot walk this path.
如果没有信心，我们没有办法走完这一条路。
Without faith, it is impossible for us to finish this race.
所以信心变成非常重要。
Therefore, faith is extremely important.
那信心是什么？
But what is faith?
我们回来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
希伯来书十一章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这里说信心就是对所盼望的事情有把握。
Here it says that faith is something that of things that we hope for.
信心是对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
Faith is having this evidence of the things that you cannot see.
圣经讲的信心跟一般我们讲的信心不一样。
The faith that is mentioned in the Bible is different from the faith that we all regularly talk about.
我们一般讲的信心是自信心。
The faith that we usually talk about is our own.
我们活在这个世界上需要有某种程度的自信心。
We live in this world, therefore we need to have a certain degree of faith in ourselves.
比方说今天早上我们开车到教会来。
For example, this morning we drive to church.
我们相信我能够把车子开到很平安开到教会。
We believe that we can safely drive to church.
我们对自己有一种信心，我们才能够开到这里来。
Once we have this faith in ourselves, we are able to drive here.
所以世界上讲的信心，它的对象是自己。
The faith that is mentioned, that is what the world cares about, is about yourself.
那这个信仰里面的讲的信心是指着神。
But the faith that is mentioned that is about our religion is about God.
所以这里说信是对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
Here it says now faith is the substance of things not seen.
没有看见的事情就是灵界里面的事。
The things that you cannot see is part of the spiritual realm.
虽然看不见。
Even though you cannot see it.
因为有信心好像有一个很清楚的证据。
But because you have faith, you have a very clear evidence.
那在希伯来书里面我们可以看到这个没有看见的事情从时间上来分可以分过去、现在跟未来。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it mentions of things that is not seen, and it is talking about the past, the present, and the future.
过去是什么？
What is the past?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
希伯来书十一章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which are visible.
这里说我们知道世界是借着神的话造成的。
Here it says, we know that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
我们怎么知道？
How do we know this?
因为我们读圣经啊。
Because we read the Bible.
哦，谁写圣经？
And who wrote the Bible?
啊，这个是摩西在创世纪里面写的。
This is written by Moses in the book of Genesis.
那摩西有没有看到神创造天地呢？
But did Moses see God create the heavens and the earth?
当然是没有。
Of course not.
哦，那神默示啊，这个神的创造给摩西。
And God revealed his creations to Moses.
啊，他就表示写成圣经。
That is how he is able to write the Bible.
那今天我们读的圣经。
And today we read the Bible.
哦，我们相信。
We believe.
我们就知道。
Then we know.
哦，所以相信你就知道世界是造啊神所创造的。
Once you believe, then you will know that the heavens and the earth are created by God.
哦，因此这个信心啊，带我们回到很久以前神创造。创造天地的这一位神。
It is through our faith that it brings us back to the God that has created the heavens and the earth.
哦，是我们相信他是万物的来源。
We believe that he is the origin of everything.
哦，圣经里面说，一神就是众人的父。
And it says in the Bible that this one God is the father of all.
哦，我们人类一直往前推。
That we are all digressing.
啊，那推到最后第一个人是谁？
And when we push all the way back to the first man, who's the first man?
哦，圣经告诉我们叫做亚当。
The Bible tells us that it's a man named Adam.
那亚当是神的儿子。
Adam is the son of God.
哦，所以信心把我们带回到神的面前。
Our faith brings us back before the presence of God.
那跟这一位神来建立关系。
It is to help us to establish our relationship with God.
啊，那是我们一生有很大的改变。
And in this way, our life can have a transformation.
就好像一个浪子找到了他的父亲。
Just like a prodigal son who has found his father.
能够重新得到神的爱。
That they can once again receive the love of God.
得到神的同在。
To have the abundance of God.
得到神的恩典。
To have the blessing and grace of God.
所以信仰改变人很大。
Therefore, faith can transform a person.
因为找到了人的根本，就是创造万物这一位神。
Because you have found the origin of the purpose, and it is the God who has created the heavens and the earth.
哦，所以很多人啊，来到美国最大的福气就是找到了神。
Therefore, many people come to the United States, and they find that the greatest blessing they have is to find God.
好，那信心也指着现在看不见的。
Our faith also indicates the present which we cannot see.
哦，那什么看不见？
What can we not see?
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn back to the book of Hebrews.
啊，希伯来书的第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
请读。第四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14. Verse 14.Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
15节。
Verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin.
16节。
Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus Christ?
主耶稣现在在天上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven.
哦，谁看到？
Who can see him?
哦，没有人看到。
No one can see him.
那你怎么知道主耶稣在天上？
But how do you know that Jesus is in heaven?
因为圣经这样记载。
Because the Bible records of it.
哦，所以我们相信主耶稣现在在天上。
Therefore, we believe that Jesus is in heaven right now.
他复活升天。
He has resurrected and has ascended to heaven.
好，那主耶稣在天上做什么？
And what is Jesus doing in heaven?
这里说他是高天升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
It says here that he is the great high priest.
他在做大祭司的工作。
He is doing the work of the great high priest.
所以主耶稣还活着。
Therefore Jesus Christ is still alive.
2000年前降世为真的主耶稣还活着。
The Jesus Christ that has come to this world 2000 years ago is still alive.
耶稣昨天今天明天都没有改变。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
2000年前叫死人复活，风海平静，瞎眼看见，这个耶稣还活着。
The Jesus who has healed the sick and resurrected the dead and has calmed the storms is still alive.
只是他现在活在天上。
But it is just that he is alive in heaven.
那这样的信心对我们现在有什么帮助呢？
This kind of faith, what does it benefit us now?
我们看 刚刚读的十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
我们坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座，要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。他要做我们的帮助。
That we can boldly come before the throne of grace, so that the Lord Jesus Christ can, He will be a help for us in time of need.
所以如果我们相信主还活着，
If we believe that Jesus Christ is still alive,
每一次我们跪下来祷告，
Every single time we kneel down to pray,
我们就是跪在施恩的宝座，向这一位还活着的主耶稣祈求。
We are kneeling before the throne of grace to this Jesus Christ who is still alive and praying to Him.
我们的一生啊，就没有忧虑，没有害怕。
Then our life will not have any worries or any fears.
啊，为什么？
Why is this?
因为前面说主耶稣不是不能够体恤我们的软弱。
Because here it says that Jesus is not one who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
我们人的软弱有时候是肉体的软弱。
Our weaknesses oftentimes are the weakness of the flesh.
有时候是心灵的软弱。
Or the weakness of the heart.
有时候是灵性的软弱。
Or the weakness of the spirit.
不管这个三个哪一个软弱。
No matter which one of the weaknesses of the three that we have.
主耶稣都能够怜悯。
Jesus Christ is able to have mercy for us.
最重要的原因是因为他做过人。
The most important reason is because he was once a man.
我们再痛苦也没有钉十字架这么痛苦。
No matter how much we suffer, we cannot experience the pain of crucifixion.
所以我们告诉主耶稣，他能够了解，因为十字架比这个更痛苦。
And we tell the Lord that he can understand because the crucifixion is so painful.
那心灵再孤单、再痛苦，也没有钉十字架这么孤单、这么痛苦。
No matter how lonely we feel in heart, it is not as lonely as being crucified on the cross.
被门徒背弃了。
He was abandoned by the disciples.
这个孤单痛苦没有办法了解。
This loneliness, and abandonment is not something that you can feel.
那灵里面再软弱，也没有像主耶稣说，我的神，你为什么把我离弃呢？
No matter how weak we are in the spirit, we are not like, we cannot be compared to Jesus who says, My God, why have you forsaken me?
所以主耶稣虽然在天上，他可以了解我们为人在世界上的软弱。
Even though Jesus Christ is in heaven, he can understand us humans who are so weak on this
earth. 因为他也做过人。
Because he was once a man.
所以当我们向他祈求，
And once we make a request of him,
他可以了解，而且他可以帮助，而且他愿意帮助。
He can understand and he will help us and he is willing to help us.
所以信心带我们到神面前。
Therefore, our faith will bring us before God.
来把我们的软弱交托给神。
Let us entrust our weaknesses into God.
使我们能够在他里面重新得力，在他里面来享受安息。
So that through God we can be renewed and also have rest.
所以信心会影响我们现在。
Our faith can influence our present.
那信心会影响我们的未来。
It can also influence our future.
好，我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十一章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15. Verse 15. And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had the opportunity to return.
十六节。
Verse 16, but now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这里讲那些有信心的人，羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Here it talks about the people who have faith, they're waiting upon this even better home.
是在天上的。
It is this home in heaven.
那这是神为他们预备的一座城。
This is a city that God has prepared for them.
有时候我们人常常看有的人很会计划。
Many times we see some people are very good at planning.
但是不管人眼光多长，就是没有办法计划超过死亡。
No matter how far you plan, you can never escape death.
这个人的极限。
This is the limit of a person.
人没有办法计划超过死亡。
There is not a single person who can plan beyond death.
所以人活着到底最后要追求什么？
Therefore, as people living in this world, what do we pursue after?
在这个世界上没有答案。
There is not an answer in this world.
到底你一生在追求什么？
Therefore, what are you truly pursuing after?
没有人能够告诉我们。
There is not one person that could tell us.
所以很多人虽然活得很好。
Therefore, many people, even though they live very well,
如果他想到未来。
If they think about the future,
他就很苦恼。
Then they will be very worried.
所以有思想的人，他的痛苦常常是在他头脑里面。
And people who are very smart, oftentimes their worries are all in their heads.
那信心把我们带到我们将来要去的地方，就是天国。
But our faith will bring us to where we will go in the future, which is the heavenly kingdom.
那就是我们的目标。
That is our goal.
所以忽然间信心带我们过一个充满着盼望的人生。
Therefore, our faith will lead us to have a very life full of hope.
死就是回到 天国去。
When we die, we will go back to the heavenly kingdom.
啊，因此当一个人没有信心，
When a person does not have faith,
他活着就是现在。
They're only living for the present.
他活着就是眼睛看得见、抓得到这个世界。
They're only living for what they can see and what they can grab.
但是当一个人有信心，
But when a person has faith,
他已经从眼见进到灵界里面。
They have already gone beyond the physical and have gone into the spiritual realm.
信心带他到很远的古早未过去。
Their faith will bring them into the future.
信心把他带从现在带到天国。
And through their faith, it can bring them to heaven.
带到神面前。
Before God.
啊，信心把这个人带到未来他将要去的地方。
Through faith, it will bring the person to where they will go in the future.
所以忽然间我们发现，当一个人有信心，虽然肉体活在眼见的世界，但他的生活已经在灵界里面。
Suddenly we see that a person who has faith, even though they are living in this world, but they have transcended and have gone to where they are going.
那这样的生活是绝对不一样的。
And this type of living of life is different.
主耶稣曾经说，信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
Jesus has said that those who believe will have miracles and blessings following them.
那真的，在我们真耶稣教会，很多人信耶稣都有神迹奇事的体验。
And it is true that in the True Jesus Church we have many members who also experience miracles and signs.
所以在我们教会里面啊，如果要请人见证啊，好多人可以见证。
Therefore, in the church, when you ask people to testify, there will be many people who are willing to do so.
因为差不多每一个人都有神迹奇事。
Because everyone all have their own miracles and signs.
所以我们对这位神有活生生的体验。
And through this living God, we have many experiences.
但是我们的信心不能够只定义在神迹奇事上面。
But our faith cannot be established on just miracles.
如果信心只把它定义在神迹奇事上，
If our faith is only established upon the miracles that we see,
那当我们活着很平安的时候，
then when we are living a very comfortable life,
好像我们不需要信心了。
It seems as if we have no need of the faith.
所以我们就发现，信仰最好的时候是遇到患难的时候。
We find that when our faith is the best, we find that there are trials.
那信仰最大的考验是很平安的时候。
And the greatest trials is when we are very peaceful.
因为我们觉得好像我不需要祷告很迫切，好像我不需要信心，我每天都活得很好啊。
Because we feel that we do not need to pray and that we live a very comfortable life.
但是如果我们回到希伯来书来看，
But if we come back to the book of Hebrews chapter,
到底我有没有信心？
Do we truly have faith?
这个不只是在遇到患难的时候要神迹奇事的时候才表现出来。
This is not just when we are facing trials that miracles and we see miracles.
我们每一天的生活都需要信心。
Every single day of our life we need to have faith.
那我们的生活才会跟没有信的人不一样。
So that our life can be different from the people who do not have faith.
即使我们信耶稣，
Even though we believe in Jesus.
如果我们每一天很平安的时候没有信心，
If every day we are living peacefully and we don't have faith,
很可能我们的生活跟没有信的人完全一样。
And perhaps, very possibly, that our life will be like just like those who do not believe.
是凭眼见，是注重现在的。
They're living by the flesh and they are only emphasizing on now.
好，那到底信心对我们每一天的生活会有什么样的影响？
But how does the faith influence our everyday life?
第一个，信心会影响我们的价值观。
First is that our faith can influence our value system.
虽然很多人没有想过价值观这一句话。
Even though many people don't think about the value systems.
但是当我们在做决定的时候，
But when we are making decisions,
其实就是在显明我们的价值观是什么。
Shows what kind of value systems that we have.
因为我们在做决定的时候，就觉得我最有价值，我最看重的，就是以那个做我做决定的因素。
When we make decisions, we think about our value system, and we will follow according to our value system.
但是一个有信心的人，他的价值观是在看不见的。
But the person who has faith, their value system is based on things that are not seen.
一个人如果没有信心，他的价值观是在眼见的。
If a person does not have faith, then their value system is based on what they can see.
所以这两个人对同一件事情做出来的决定会差非常的多。
These two people, based upon making the same decision, their decisions will be very different.
因此到底我们有没有信心？
So,what do we truly have faith?
那我们就要重新来检讨，我们在做每一件决定的时候，到底我是怎么去做决定？
We need to reflect upon our decision making and whether we decide things based upon our value system.
我们现在回来看希伯来书十一章。
Now let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24.
十 11:24.
Verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
25.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. 26. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he had endured as seeing him who is invisible.
这里说摩西长大了。
Here it says that through faith Moses grew up.
长大了，这个不只是摩西的年纪长大。
And growing up is not just upon his age that grew up.
摩西的信心跟着长大。
But also his faith that matured.
如果我们看到我们的小孩子年纪长大，信心没有长大，当父母的真的会很忧心。
If we see our children, they have grown up physically, but their faith have not grown, then this is very troublesome.
但是如果我们看到孩子年纪长大了，信心也长大，我们就很放心。
But when parents see that their children have grown up and their faith have also matured, then they're very comforted.
那怎么知道我们的孩子信心有没有长大？
How do we know if our children's faith have grown?
那我们现在就看摩西。40岁的时候，他怎么做决定？
Let us look at Moses when he was 40 years old. What kind of decisions he made?
如果我们看24节跟25节，
If we look at verse 24 and 25,
我们就发现摩西有两个身份。
We see that Moses had two statuses.
第一个身份，他是法老女儿的儿子。
The first status is he's the son of the Pharaoh's daughter.
就是王孙呢。
It is the grandson of the king.
你想想看，如果我们把我们自己倒推 几千年前，
If we were to go back into our genealogies,
那个时候王就好像神一样。
Long time ago in ancient history, kings were like gods.
整个国家的头就是王。
They were the head of the country.
那摩西是王孙。
And Moses is the grandson of the king.
如果他有一个名片，在里面先打上，我的公公就是王。
If he had a name card, he could put my grandfather as the king.
那这一张名片无所不通啊。
And you could use this anywhere you go.
大概过桥也不需要钱啊。
And you probably don't have to pay the fee when you cross the bridge.
遇到警察超速，他也不会发单，因为这一张我是王孙啊。
If you're speeding on that, if you're speeding, you could just show them the name card.
但是摩西有第二个身份。
But Moses had a second status.
25节。
Verse 25.
神的百姓。
He is the people of God.
摩西是神的百姓。
Moses is the people of God.
以色列人。
He is an Israelite.
以色列是什么意思？
What does it mean? What does Israel mean?
神的王子。
It is the prince of God.
这个是第二个身份。
This is the second status.
所以摩西从窗户看出去，以色列人在那边做苦工。
From the window, Moses could see that the Israelites, they were suffering and doing labor intensive work.
可能汗流满面，全身都是泥巴。
You see that they're covered in mud and they have sweat, are very sweaty.
然后他在王宫里面，我是王孙。
And he is in the palace and he's the grandson of the king.
到底他是选择王孙住在王宫好呢，还是选择做以色列百姓呢？
Is it better for him to choose to be the grandson of the king or to be the people of God?
这个就是信心。
This is by faith.
所以圣经说，他觉得他是神的王子。
Here it says that he feels that he is the prince of God.
所以他不愿意住在王宫里面。
Therefore, he is unwilling to continue to stay in the palace.
因为我们知道王宫是属埃及的。
Because we know the palace belongs to Egypt.
是属拜偶像的。
It is belonging to people who worship idols.
神的王子住在这个拜偶像的地方，这是不适合的。
For a prince of God to live in such a place is not suitable.
所以他就出来了。
Therefore, he came out.
这个不简单。
This is not simple.
这是因为他重视那看不见的身份，他是王孙，他是神的王子。
It is because he cares about this status that he cannot see to be the prince of God.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
我们再来看第二个。
Let's look at the second thing.
第二个在25节。
Second thing is in verse 25.
快乐跟苦害。
It is to have suffering or to have joy.
对我们现在来讲，你问小孩子人为什么活着，他不必想就可以回答。
For all of us now, when you ask the children, why do we all live? You can ask them and they'll have an answer right away.
活着就是为着饭。
And they live for fun.
活着快乐。这个就是我们现在人 一般活着的目标。
You need to have fun in life, and that is the goal of many people.
能够快乐，人生就是好的。
If you're happy in life, then life is good.
不能快乐，人生就是不好的。
If you cannot be happy, then your life is not good.
所以人生好不好，很容易讲你有没有快乐。
Whether or not a person has a good life or not, you can see if they have fun.
这一种的价值观普遍在每个人的心里面。
This type of value system is in everyone's heart.
所以为着快乐。
So for the sake of happiness,
我们在世界上拼命赚钱，能够买到更多的快乐。
Everyone works so hard to earn money so that they can buy more happiness.
但是摩西那个时候遇到这个选择。
But Moses also faced this decision.
你如果要快乐，你就留在王宫。
If you want to be happy, then you stay in the palace.
就是住在这个拜偶像的环境里面。
You live in this environment that worships idols.
这个里面根本就没有在拜神。
In this environment, there is no one who worships God.
但是
But,
如果你真的要做神的王子
if you truly want to be the prince of God,
那你就要出去
then you need to go out.
那出去就是跟他们一起受苦
when you go out, then you need to suffer along with them.
这个就是信心
this is by faith.
为着做神喜欢的事情
for the sake of doing things that is pleasing to God,
我们愿意受苦
we are willing to suffer.
这个就是信心
this is faith.
所以圣经里面告诉我们
The Bible tells us,
说这个自战自轻的苦楚要成就极重无比的荣耀。
That the suffering that we have is, it will attain us this unimaginable
glory. 所以有时候我们做基督徒真的会受苦。
Many times as Christians we will suffer.
但是在受苦的时候，如果我们有信心
，But in our suffering if we have faith,
我们就知道我这个受苦是为着神。
We know that our suffering is for the sake of God.
这个是有价值的。
This is valuable.
是神会纪念的。
This is something God will remember.
所以受苦是一种恩典。
Therefore, suffering is a blessing.
我充满着感谢。
And we are filled with thanksgiving.
这个就是信心。
This is faith.
但是如果我们缺乏这样的信心
，But if we lack this kind of faith,
我们就没有办法受苦。
We are unable to suffer.
如果我们受苦
，If we suffer,
我们可开始怀疑神的爱。
We start to doubt the love of God.
神真的爱我吗
？Does God
truly love me? 如果爱我，为什么让我受苦呢
？If He loves me, why does He let me suffer?
所以信心会让我们超越苦难。
Therefore, our faith can help us overcome our difficulties.
信心会让我们苦难当中找到人真正的意义在哪里。
Our faith allows us that through the suffering that we have, it allows us to find God.
好，我们再来看摩西的信心的第三个表现。
Let's continue to look at the third example of Moses.
好，我们看26节。
Let's look at verse 26.
说他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想要得到的赏赐。所以这个富足有两种。
It says he esteemed the reproach of Egypt because he saw the reward, and therefore there are two types of wealth.
一个富足叫做王宫里面的富足。
First type of wealth is the wealth of the palace.
那另外一个富足是看不见的富足。
The other type of wealth is the one that you cannot see.
请问我们要做怎么做决定？
How do you make a decision?
如果这个两个有冲突，要怎么做决定？
If there is a conflict between the two, how do you decide?
你是要现在今生的富足，还是要来世的富足？
Do you want the wealth of this world, or do you want to be wealth in the future?
如果我们很有信心，
If we are full of faith,
为着来世的富足，我们可以放弃今生的富足。
For the wealth that is in the life after, we are willing to give up the wealth of this world.
如果我们没有信心
if we do not have faith,
我们为着今生的富足会放弃来世的富足
that for the sake of the wealth that we can find in this life, we give up the wealth in the next life, in the life to come.
比方说我们现在一般人在找工作
and most people when they're looking for jobs,
一般在找工作三个最重要的考虑
when there are three considerations they take,
第一个考虑
the first one,
pay 是不是高
whether or not the pay is good,
第二个考虑
the second one,
升迁的机会是不是多
whether or not you can renew the contract.
第三个考虑有没有办法自我实现 actualization.
Oh, the third one is actualization.
如果你能够找到一个工作有这个三个条件这个叫做最好的工作
if you can find a job that fulfills all these three criteria then it will be a very good job.
每一次跪下来祷告就感谢神
every single time you kneel down to pray you thank God.
因为这三个工作三个条件都有
Because in this job that you have, it has all three criteria.
但是
But,
如果我们有信心
If we have faith,
在这个三个条件之上还考虑更高一个条件
Among these three criteria, there's one that is even higher.
那更高的条件是什么
And what is this higher criteria?
第一个这个工作我做了几年之后
And this work, after working for a few years,
会不会影响我的信仰
Will it influence my faith?
如果做了几年，你信仰一直往下掉。
If after working for a few years, your faith just digresses.
还没有退休以前，你就失去了信仰。
You have not even retired, and you have already lost your faith.
这个工作千万不能要。
Then this is not a job for you.
这个叫做信心。
This is what is called faith.
第二个考虑。
The second consideration.
就是这个工作会不会影响我服侍神？
Will this work influence your servitude to God?
我们知道人的价值就是在他的侍奉时。
We know the value of a person is based on their servitude to God.
所以哥林多前书十五章在讲复活。
First Corinthians chapter 15 talks about resurrection.
耶稣已经复活。
Jesus has already resurrected.
所以他是第一个种子。
Therefore, he is the first.
我们都会复活。
We are all going to resurrect.
那当他讲复活，讲到最后，他讲什么？
When he talks about resurrection, what does he say in the end?
要坚固，不可动摇。
It is that we need to stay firm and not be moved.
要竭力多做主工。
And we need to determine to do more hard work.
因为你的劳苦是不徒然的。
Because the work that we have will not be forgotten.
所以当我们有信心，
Once we have faith,
我们真的会很愿意找一个即使生活收入少一点责任少一点，但是有更多的时间跟精力来侍奉神。
That for the sake of our faith, we're willing to find a job that pays a little less, that requires more work, but it is giving us a chance to serve God.
这个叫做信心啊。
This is what is called faith.
那如果一个工作把你所有的精力、精神、时间全部都投到那里，都不错不错，配很高，等一下就升到职位很高，但是教会里面从来没有看到一个人在侍奉神，这个不是信心。
But if a job requires you to spend all your time at work, and even though the pay is very good and you can go up the corporate ladder, but nobody sees you in church, then this is a very meaningless.
因为在这个资本主义社会里面，人生最精华的一段时间，从你大学毕业一直到五十岁，这个二三十年他用高价把你买来。
In the society that we live in the golden age, after college, from working life to 50 years old, they use a very high price to buy you.
你上了55岁以后，你如果失业，有时候找不到工作，因为你剩余价值已经没有了。
After working at the age of 50, and you try to find another job, you find that the value has gone down, and it's hard to find a job.
那很高的配，其实讲到最后，就是在短暂几十年的人生过好一点的生活，就这样而已啊。
Even though the pay is very high, it is you only live it for a very few short years.
你到死的埋在坟墓里面，你到底过去做什么，住什么房子，开什么车子，到哪里度假，有什么不一样？都一样。
And you are putting in the coffin. Does it matter where you went and what kind of job you had, how much you enjoyed life?
但是不一样的是什么？
But what is different?
他所做的工都写在生命册。
It is that every work that he did is written in the book of life.
所以这个叫做信心。
This is faith.
所以当摩西在做这个决定的时候，
When Moses was making the decision,
在当时世代可能被认为他是头脑坏掉了，癫狂。
Perhaps the people of the generation thought that he was insane.
像保罗也是一样啊。
And Paul was also similar.
当时社会非常突出的一个明星。
He was a very famous person at that time.
忽然间跑去被定死，去传被钉死的耶稣。
And suddenly he went to preach this Jesus who had been crucified.
人就看到，这个真的是狂了，癫狂。
And people thought he was crazy.
现在教会里面大家都很正常。
Everyone in church is all very ordinary.
我们希望一些癫狂的人。
But we need some crazy people.
做别人不敢做的决定。
It is to do work that other people cannot do.
那这样你教会才会找到好的工人教会才有人侍奉神
It is in this way that you can find people to serve God in church.
那大家都很正常，社会的风一吹，大家都倒了，教会找不到人。
When everyone is so normal, when the wind of society blows, you cannot find anyone in church.
主来的日子近了。
The days of the Lord are coming.
为什么我们的心都停在眼见的世界？
Why is it that our eyes are stopped by the things of the world?
为什么我们都一直注重即现在我抓得住的？
Why is it that we value the things that we can grab onto now?
我们需要信心。
We need to have faith.
我们才能够做不同的决定。
So that we can make a decision that is different.
那我们再回来看希伯来书十一章。
Let's return back to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们刚刚读到二十七节。
We read verse 27 earlier.
二十七节讲两个王。
In verse 27, it talks about two kings.
第一个是埃及王。
First is the Pharaoh.
第二个呢？
What's the second one?
那不能看见的主。
It is the Lord that is invisible.
天地的主宰。
It is the Lord of the heaven and the earth.
独一的真神。
The one true God.
法老王看得见。
The Pharaoh can see it.
神呢？看不见。
But where is God? You can't see God.
以现在来讲。
And
谁愿意得罪法老王？
According to our times now, who is willing to offend the Pharaoh?
哦，你得罪法老王，你所有的好处他就把你拿掉。
When you offend the Pharaoh, all of the good things that you have, he'll take away.
如果我们得罪法老王，可能他抓去砍头。
If we offend the Pharaoh, perhaps he will take us and kill us.
所以这里说，摩西不怕王怒。
Here it says that Moses did not fear the wrath of the king.
就是说他不怕得罪法老王的后果是什么？
It is that he did not think about, he was not afraid of the aftermath of offending the king.
为什么？
Why was it?
因为他的信心已经把他带到神的面前，他好像已经看到了神。
Because his faith had already brought him to God, it is as if he has already seen God.
当一个人看到神，
When a person has seen God,
世界都是粪土。
Everything in this world is considered
a waste. 当一个人看到神，
When a person has seen God,
神最值得敬畏，其他什么都不必怕。
God is the only one that is worthy of worship and everyone else.
哦，所以摩西的信心就在他的决定表现出来。
Therefore, the faith of Moses is exemplified in his decisions.
如果摩西当时没有信心，
If Moses did not have faith,
就住在王宫一直到死为止。
He continued to live in the palace until his death.
可能你现在到这个大英博物馆看到一个木乃伊，上面就是写摩西。
And perhaps you can go to the museum in England and you see a mummy that says it's Moses.
所以到底我们有没有信心？
So do we truly have faith?
我们怎么做决定？
How do we make a decision?
我决定的因素是什么？
What do I decide?
神我摆在哪里？
That where will I go with God?
信仰我摆在哪里？
Where do you place your faith? 这个
就是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
好，我们现在再看另外一个信心的见证人。
Let's look at another witness of faith.
啊，希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
啊，请。
Verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第九节。
Verse 9. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as he is a foreign country dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节。
Verse 10. For he waited for the city which was foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
这里讲神叫摩西，神叫亚伯兰出他的故乡。
Here it says that God told Abraham to leave his country.
但是他不知道往哪里去。
But he did not know where he was going.
这个要信心啊。
This requires faith.
哦，如果你要去到一个你从来没有去过的地方。
If you were to go to somewhere where you have never gone.
我们现在有很多资讯可以查。
Now we have many resources that we can look at.
你上网查查看那个去过的人他怎么评论呢、啊？是不是？
You can look up the reviews of many people.
但是摩西神要叫他去一个他从来没有去过的地方。
But Abraham was told to go somewhere where he has never gone before.
也没有人去过，所以没有人可以告诉他。
Nobody has ever gone there, so nobody can tell him about it.
那他要相信什么？
So what does he need to have?
他要相信神要我去的地方一定是对我最好的。
He needs to believe that the place that God wants him to go is the best.
不是次好的，是最好的。不是次好 ，second best.
It is not the second best, but it's the best.
我们相信吗
？Do we believe in this?
神对我人生的带领是最好的。
The guidance of God in our life is the best.
如果我相信
，If I believe in this,
我们祷告就会顺其自然。
Then my prayers will be just natural.
那常常我们的祷告是先选择那一块地最好，所以神，如果你爱我，带我到那个地方。
Many times in our prayers, we have already chosen a land, and we say, God, if you love me, then you will bring me there.
好像我们比神还厉害，我们知道什么对我最好。
It is as if we know better than God, and we know what is best for us.
所以信心就是我们对神的交托，顺其自然的带领。
Our faith is to entrust everything in God and to let God naturally guide us.
他带我到那里就是对我最好的。
Where God will bring us is the best.
所以后来神就把他带到牛奶与蜜之地。
And later on, God brought him to the land flowing of milk and honey.
这个需要信心。
This requires faith.
但是摩西到了这个迦南地以后
，But after
亚伯兰到迦南地以后
，After Abraham has arrived in the land of Canaan,
他的信心有一个更大的突破。
There's an even better, bigger breakthrough in his faith.
他说他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造。
That he will wait for the city with the foundation that is built by God.
那个是什么
？What is that？
那个就是属灵的，就是天国。
And that is the spiritual, which is the heavenly kingdom.
所以他人住在牛奶与蜜的迦南地，他的心已经到天国了。
Even though Abraham lived in a land flowing of milk and honey, he was already in heaven.
那我们怎么知道他到天国呢
？How do we know that he's already gone to heaven？
你看他生活的态度。
If you look at the way he lived his life，
他好像是做客人。
He was like a sojourner.
他是住帐篷。
He lived in tents.
这个我们就知道，他的心已经跑到天国了。
Through this, we know that his heart has already gone to heaven.
所以今天这个告诉我们什么
？Today, what does this tell us?
我们如果真的有信心
，If we truly have faith,
我们的生活的目标会从地上牛奶与蜜 提升到属灵那一块流奶与蜜之地。
The purpose in our life that is the land that is flowing with milk and honey will take us to the heaven which is flowing with milk and honey.
那属灵那一块流奶与蜜之地是什么？
And so, what is the spiritual piece of land that is flowing with milk and honey?
就是主耶稣讲天国近呐。
It is what Jesus has said, the kingdom of heaven.
他从天上带下来那个国度。
It is the kingdom of heaven that he has brought to earth.
那个国是什么？
What is that kingdom?
就是神的国。
It is the kingdom of God.
就是主耶稣说，神的国就在你内心里面。
It is what Jesus says that the kingdom of God is in your heart.
所以，当我们有信心，我们人生的目标会进到追求神的国，在我的内心，在我的家庭实现。
Once we have a faith and we know the purpose of our life, we will bring the kingdom of God into our lives.
那神的国实现是什么？
And how can the kingdom of God show itself?
公义、平安、喜乐。
It is through justice, peace, and joy.
如果神的国在我们家里面实现，
If the kingdom of God is shown in our families,
我们家是公义、平安、喜乐。
Then our families is full of justice, peace, and joy.
公义就是一切都是对的。
Righteousness means everything is right.
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness means that there is no sin.
没有罪就有神同在。
When there is no sin, there is abundance of God.
就有平安。
Then you will have peace.
有神同在就有喜乐。
When you have the abundance of God,
那个生活叫做在地如天。
That is like heaven on earth.
所以当我们有信心，我们人生追求的理想不是地上。
When we pursue after God, what we think about is not what of the things of the world.
所以信心不是我们对自己的一生有一套计划，拼命祷告求神让我的计划实现，不是这样的。
Our faith is not that we have a plan for our life in this world and we pray to God to fulfill that plan.
信心是相信神对我的一生有他的计划。
Our faith is that we believe in God and His plan for us.
信心是相信神的国是最有价值的。
Faith is believing that the kingdom of God is the most valuable.
所以我们一生就是在追求这个目标。
Therefore, our entire life should be spent pursuing after this goal.
这个叫做有信心。
This is to have faith.
所以我们的信心需要超越神迹奇事。
Therefore, our faith needs to exceed miracles.
进到有属灵的价值观。
Enter into having this spiritual value system.
进到我们人生追求的目标是在那一块属灵的迦南地，就是神的国。
To enter into the mindset that we pursue after the spiritual land of Canaan.
这样我们就跟一般没信的人不一样。
In this way, we can be different from the people who do not believe.
这样我们就能够在地如天。
In this way, we can have heaven on earth.
这样我们就能够让别人来羡慕我们的信仰。
In this way, we can let other people be envious of our faith.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
478。
478。
我们最后唱副歌，这一首的副歌。
And lastly, we'll sing the chorus.
And her time, they call him Jesus.He came to love, doing tenderly. He takes his time to die my pardon, an empty grave in there to prove my Savior in. Cause he needs.I can face tomorrow because he did. Oh, fear is gone because I know he holds the future and enters the revenue just because he.How sweet to tell a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the come as servantEach I can face the distant day because he did. Because he did. I can
is God, because I know. Just because it is, and then one day I cross the river, I find my father was weeping, and then a death. Is the victory? I see the light of the red, I know it is. Because it is, I can face tomorrow. Because it is, oh, here is God, because I know we hold the future, and that is worth the living just because it is. Because it is, I can face tomorrow.
Now we're
going to make a concluding prayer.
Let's
all pray.